This is KHS RadioCast, your voice of the nights, and we're your hosts, Mark and Sabin. Now, Mark and I have been watching a lot of TV shows during lockdown, and here we have a lot of recommendations, an interview, and a poll from all of King's High School. Let's start out with Stranger Things. Now, everyone has heard about Stranger Things, but I don't think that many people have actually watched it. And I tell you, it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. It's very scary in the first place. It's filled with some action, and it's filled with a unique and romantic storyline. Another show I'd like to recommend that's pretty scary and has an action-packed storyline is The Walking Dead. Like with Stranger Things, I feel like a lot of people have heard of The Walking Dead but haven't actually watched it. But trust me, the first time I watched The Walking Dead, one episode, and I was absolutely hooked. Now for some shows that are a little bit more lighthearted. I have Space Force, and I have On My Block. Both these shows have serious parts to them, but for the most part, they're pretty funny. I mean, if you love The Office, you probably might like Space Force too, the main character being Steve Carell, and with the same type of humor that The Office had. Now for our next section, romance. Netflix has so many great romance TV shows and movies, and here are my personal favorites and what the other people think are good. We have Outer Banks, we have Sex Education, we have Riverdale and for movies, we have The Kissing Booth, and we have After. Outer Banks was great, but the thing that really stuck with me was the setting of Outer Banks. Watching Outer Banks, being on the island, it makes you feel like you're on the island yourself, and you're getting to know these characters. Now, Sex Ed is one of my absolute favorite shows on Netflix. It's somehow very lighthearted and funny at times, but also feels very mature and responsible at other times. It's a lot more than the title suggests. Now with the movies. The Kissing Booth and After, they both explore these deep human relationships that a lot of people have had and a lot of people relate to, and that's what makes it so popular and hands down just breathtaking, honestly. Now an interview from Emma Showalter, who's a very avid TV show watcher.
Okay, so I watched Outer Banks, and that was a really good show because it was really intense, but it was also really fun to watch, and it was a short show. And then I've also started watching Grey's Anatomy, and that's really good because, I don't know, there's a lot of drama, and it's 16 seasons, so I know I'm going to be watching it for a while. All American is really good because there's also a lot of drama, and yeah.
Now we have some results of what TV shows people are watching from the KHS RadioCast poll that we let out. For the first show, it was Outer Banks, the most popular one. Well, Outer Banks is really popular right now, so I can understand why I see it. In second, we have Parks and Rec, and in third, we have The Office. Both these shows have been around for a while, and they've been popular, so I wasn't surprised to see them. Now for fourth, we have Naruto, which is a Japanese show actually, and I was really surprised to see it on this list. I've actually watched a lot of Naruto, and I was really happy to see it on the list. And lastly, we have The Last Dance, which talks about the Chicago Bulls in 1997 and their fall. It's a wonderful and a sad story, and I recommend you to definitely watch it. And that's it. Make sure you listen to our podcasts. They're anywhere you can find them. Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music. Thank you.